This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go. Time for us to delve into the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of March 27th to the 31st. And here at your service is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, handing the baton, handing the microphone over to Michael so that he can go through the top 10 stories of the week and the people associated with them. So here's the microphone, Michael.
Well, thank you very
much.
Mike
has the mic.
That's right. Mike Raffone, a French broadcaster. That was like one of the first.
Really?
Shows. Yeah, Mike Raffone. Number 10. At number 10 on the microphone chart, we have U.S.-China relations. At number 9, migrant deaths and immigration policy. Number 8, the protests in Israel. At number 7, we have warnings about artificial intelligence.
Right, that's the most serious thing.
Oh, there's no question. That's a plus. It's a juicy topic.
Yeah.
At number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 5, the economy and the Fed policy, banking regulations. At 4, 3, the Nashville shooting and gun control. Number 2, the presidential race. And number 1, the indictment of former President Donald Trump and the legal battles that are ensuing. The people on our survey, we have Xi Jinping at 10, Benjamin Netanyahu 9, number 8, Elon Musk, number 7, Jerome Powell, number 6, Janet is out there yelling, at number 5, we have Kevin McCarthy, at 4, Ron DeSantis, at number 3, Alvin Bragg, number 2, Donald Trump, and number 1, Joe Biden, and it's a very close count between Trump and Biden, and some counts Trump might have been the most talked about person of the week. And there you go. That's it.
As I look and listen, look at this list and listen to you, I'm asking myself, and I would ask the audience and you, I would like to hear a reaction to my question about whether Joe Biden's presidency is a flop.
I think anybody's presidency today would be a flop. I think these are very difficult times, and I think that no matter what you do, the other team is going to beat the hell out of you. The disunity in the United States, the polarization in the U.S., the aftermath of the pandemic, the international situation, the nuclear danger, the pollution in the world, the question of our values, the confusion being caused by the technology that is just evolving daily. I can't see how anybody's presidency could be anything other than a flop. So relative to, whatever we measure presidencies by, coincidental statistics that happen with the economy or whatever, you can call it a flop, but you can also call the presidencies that came before him, including Trump, a flop as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. I go back to Trump and all of this stuff and where we're going, the dissettling, unsettling, maybe a dissettling, unsettling of the fact that we can't seem to get along. And then I think to myself, as a student of history, the world, the history of the human being, the human population is one of dysfunction. From the very beginning, everybody's been fighting with each other over women, over food, over water, over land. It is never ending. But yet, it's the same, in a manner of speaking. And so we haven't learned our lessons much. And if you believe in some higher deity, you wonder what it is that's supposed to, what are we supposed to be doing here? Why are we here? I had a friend of mine ask me that once when we were having a very philosophical discussion. She looked at me and said, I don't know why I'm here.
That's the main question, but that is so higher than the ground level discussion we have about dollars and cents.
Well, maybe we ought to have a little more high upended discussions about
stuff
like that.
Then you wind up having the church take over and inflict tyranny. Then
exactly. The church is better than General Motors.
Right. So what happened, when I say the church, I mean religion.
When you
start to realize that, we're spirits and that there's more to life than just the material, and what is our purpose for being here, and where is the universe, not only what is it, not who am I, but what am I? These are very deep questions, and when you make that the basis of purpose to find that out and reality, then you wind up having human nature inflict tyranny in the form of clerics and priests and rabbis and ayatollahs, and we can't get out of our own way no matter what we do, even if we have lofty ambitions and questions. It turns to the same old, conundrums that we face as human beings. Human beings are incredibly dangerous, complicated, mysterious creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And existence is something that's beyond the grasp of our brains to fully comprehend.
Yeah, well, I think as we look at these things, we're always trying to come up with solutions, and I think that that's beyond our grasp, frankly. There isn't a solution. This is an existence. There's a, defensive mechanism, but when you get down to it, we need to be responsible for our own, if you want to call it, happiness, and we don't, some of us seem to be happy unless we're mad.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we're angry.
Yeah.
Somebody, strategy for success is to get the other guy. Let's go get him. Instead, if you spiritually, philosophically, you never win if you take away from something that somebody else has. Creating your own is what wins. Stealing from somebody else doesn't win anything. You never win.
These are good basic compass directions that we can live our lives by, and that's basically all they are. They're compass directions. Any ideology, when taken fundamentally, becomes, a tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
Everything breaks down as you scrutinize it on a deeper and deeper level. So, you talk about free speech. Well, free speech is something I've developed as my professional main philosophy.
Yeah, your mantra.
Right?
Yeah.
However, I'm quite aware that the downside of free speech is some of the things people say is pretty disgusting, and some of the people who say them are pretty disgusting, and some of the things that people say are pretty dangerous. So even something like free speech, mm-hmm. if you study it closely enough, eventually, when you get deeper and deeper into it, there's a downside that's equal to the upside based upon human nature.
There you go. Now, you see, you have capped our discussion in a way in which I had hoped you would
I appreciate you saying that, but I haven't said... All I've done is what we all do, is we cite the problem. I've cited the problem, but solutions, they're not easy to find. What was that old line? We've met the enemy, and the enemy is us.
The enemy is us.
Is that from a comic strip or something?
No, I think it was something more profound than that. I can't remember what it was, but yeah. In fact, it is. It's where do we, round and round it goes, and where we stop, nobody knows. I will tell you that the best way to be distracted right now, this weekend, as we're on the air, is to enjoy the first weekend of the Major League Baseball season for 2023.
Does that still have the kind of meaning to you that it did to
me? It does. Yeah, it does, frankly. Yep.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not a sports fan. Of all the sports, I guess I like baseball most. And maybe the reason I like it most is because of what it signals. An end to the dreary, miserable weather of the winter and hope. For warmth and sunshine and lollipops and roses.
And one of the things that the beginning of the baseball season indicates to me is hope that this season will be better than last.
Yeah.
In other words, all teams start out tied for first,
All right, yeah.
And even in cities and places where they have lousy teams, there's always that hope on opening day.
But it's radio, and they're listening to those voices using the picture that we all can see in our mind of the baseball diamond, and you can hear the ball when it hits the bat. and you get the excitement from the people that are doing the play-by-play, where it goes, and you, if you know the park, I know Fenway Park, and when they're telling me where the ball goes, I can see it in my mind. That's the best that radio has to offer, I think.
Radio and baseball do have a fabulous theater of the mind history.
Yeah, right.
Because baseball is a sport that you can actually see what's happening if the announcer is good in your mind.
Yeah.
Follow it, because it's linear. You follow the ball. Well, you follow the ball in almost any game. But if you've ever listened to hockey on the radio, or you've listened to basketball, or you've listened to football on the radio, what you're really doing is finding out the general gist of how the game is going and the score.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is all right. He's eyeing the batter. The batter is in the plate. He's scratching. he's scratching himself. He spits, and the ball is a wind up, and it's ball one. But in hockey, you hear.
And it's over the left side, and we also sort of chance, and it's over to the left wing, and score!
Score! That's true. All right. You're back to the serious stuff.
I hope I didn't pull out your speakers.
Have you heard there's a grand jury indictment against former President Trump? We'll talk about that in a matter of moments as we move along here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calitrin has been helping customers lose weight the healthy way for 26 years. The secret to their success is that Calitrin is actually good for you. It's all natural ingredients are good for you, and losing weight is good for you. The successful attempt at losing weight is good for your psyche, it's good for your body, it's good for your longevity, it's good for everything. And the best thing, one of the reasons it's good for you is because there's no special diet. There is no other product involved. Just use the powder, the capsule, or the liquid form, and you will love the results. That's what I can promise you. Go to toploss.com right now. Check out Calitrin. There's an offer using the Doug code, saving money on a 90-day supply plus free shipping. That's at toploss.com.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
Does not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Lowe's knows how to get your lawn ready for spring. And right now, you can take up to $10 off select Scott's fertilizers. Plus, you can save $50 on a Craftsman 20-volt 13-inch string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now just $99. Get set for spring. Visit us in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 323 through 45. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hey, have you heard? This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as we now dig into the nitty-gritty of what's going on. Have you heard? Here's a Fox News alert. Donald Trump has been indicted by a grand jury. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
So what is the underlying, what is the underlying message of that decision?
The underlying message is keep your pants on, I guess, probably, if you get right down to the bottom line. Right.
Well, he didn't get in trouble for digging his pants down. He got in trouble for campaigning.
What is it? I don't understand what he's in trouble for, even, frankly. Do you really believe? Who knows what really this is all about other than more politics? Some Democratic guy who's the attorney general wants to go after Trump and embarrass him because he's a Republican and he's this and he's that. The guy who's the... He's no angel. He's no prince. He's another goofy, bird-brained politician who's just doing this. It's so transparent. Let's make a lot of noise so that he can get elected to a bigger job. I want to run for governor. Yeah,
actually,
okay,
I have heard some very intelligent Democrats tell me that the real, here's the deal, okay, is that they're indicting him on this kind of flimsy charge. He is subject to scrutiny for doing something wrong.
Yeah, of course he is. He's a crook.
With that money. Yeah. Okay. So let's not say there's no crime there.
No.
But the reason, and there are other crimes that are pending, like Georgia, like January 6th, and several others. I consider the Mar-a-Lago thing kind of also wimpy. But the Georgia thing and the January 6th crimes or alleged crimes are pretty serious.
They are.
That aside, the inside track tells me that Bragg is part of a plan. Now, this is conspiracy theory, and it's
Alvin Bragg, number three in the people list, by the way.
It's not my conspiracy theory. I'm just passing along.
That's good.
They're indicting him on this because they want his base to consolidate around him, and they want him to win the Republican nomination because the Democrats believe that Donald Trump is the only Republican that Joe Biden could beat.
What a waste. then why is even Joe Biden running for president? And he can't even, you know, he's in serious situations. He wants to know what can I get for some ice cream?
The inside track on that is that Biden can't bear the thought of Kamala Harris becoming the nominee.
Fine. So put somebody else in as your candidate. You know, as much as some people rail at the thought of Hillary running, Hillary, in my mind, would have been a far superior choice to any of the other candidates, because I think she, despite what her personality and what her, you know, what she's all about, what her makeup is, she's like Richard Nixon, in my mind. They can keep the trains running on time. They can do the fundamental business of government and get things done. With the way things are right now, Joe Biden hasn't done a damn thing since he's been elected president. Tell me one thing that's been done and done well. Is there any? Is there an answer to that? I can't come up with one. Maybe you can.
There are answers as to what he's done, and then there's debate over whether he did it well, and then there's greater debate over whether or not what he's done has caused trouble or fixed things. Mm-hmm. It depends on how you want to spin the numbers. I'm not going to get into answering your question directly, because that clip will be taken out of context, and I'll become Biden fan, you know?
I get it. Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand that. Okay, in the next half hour, let's talk about the world of social media, TikTok, artificial intelligence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This week the House had a hearing, and we'll sort of delve into that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump was indicted by a Manhattan grand jury yesterday about a non-disclosure agreement that exceeded the statute of limitations. District Attorney Alvin Bragg is being accused of playing politics since the federal government opted to not proceed with charges. Former Vice President Mike Pence also calls this action an outrage.
I think the unprecedented indictment is an outrage for millions of Americans. It'd be nothing more than a political prosecution.
More than 65 million Americans in at least 15 states are in the path of what meteorologists are calling explosive thunderstorms. The violent weather that will be developing today threatens a big part of the central part of the country, including cities such as Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, and Little Rock. Forecasters say storms boiling up today and tonight could generate tornadoes, torrential rainfall, hail, and damaging 70 to 80 mile an hour wind gusts. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four after the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. So we're going through the stories and some of the ancillary things that affect those of us who are involved in talk radio, those of us who listen to talk radio. You know what I find fascinating is when people use the term body language. And as we were talking about baseball and how well most of the announcers, certainly as we were growing up, we think of Mel Allen, we think of Kurt Gowdy, you think of some of the greats that have done that. That was their whole life. Vin Scully, good God. And so you could almost imagine them, as they're describing the players, moving their body around. Did you ever talk to your audiences when you were a disc jockey and the music was moving you? Did you? I did that all the time, and I still kind of do it. I think when I go along in my car listening to some of this stuff, my body starts moving. So, you know, is that part of, do we have to move our bodies, even though people can't see us, although some of the shows now are on YouTube and Facebook and stuff like that. But, you know, just moving and grooving.
Well, I move my body a lot. Physical when I'm on the air. My hands are flying around. My face is contorting. I'm jumping up and down. So I do that a lot. One of the problems with having cameras in the studio is that on radio, if you're not really, really, you know, energetic,
right,
if you don't do like I just did, like I'm doing, it comes across as very dull. On the other hand, the television camera exaggerates everything. You just raise an eyebrow and it could make a big statement. So sometimes the kind of radio I do appears almost comical when you're watching it on a screen, because I'm moving around, I'm gesturing, my hands are flying up and down. You've probably seen me moderating panels. I'm very physical.
Yeah.
So there is an element of that in presenting anything. I mean, if you watch late night TV show hosts or game show hosts on television, every move, the hand gestures, is part of the show. It's part of the choreography, and but what's the point? Why do you ask that?
We're talking about the realities of how you do this and how it's perceived. What's in it for the listener? How does the listener identify? Is it just I think there's a danger that listeners identify with people just because of their political stripes, rather than getting into the real business of what's going on. You know, if it's personality, talk radio is the last vestige of personality radio. And so, you know, you know what I'm saying? Because we've been through it.
The political, that's the daily dance of affirmation. That's telling people what they want to hear. That's one angle on it. And it's a real angle. I mean, some people come to the radio every day, talk radio, to be reaffirmed that their position politically is okay. Just like some sports fans who are really, you know, sports freaks and live and die by their team's activities and their ego is expressed through their team's success or failure. They want to hear that their team is going to make it to the championship. Red Sox fans, you know, you talk about the first day of baseball, they want to hear the announcers stoke their hopes that the Red Sox are going to have a good season. And it's not that different than people saying, well, there's no question that the indictment of Donald Trump by this overreaching political Soros-backed hack, Alvin Bragg, is going to make Donald Trump the 47th president of the United States. Well, that's a shot of dopamine to many people, and thus that's what they're given. Because how the hell does anybody know who's going to be elected president in 2 years or a year and a half from now?
Right.
When people forget, this whole Trump indictment thing might be forgotten in 3 weeks.
But is he going to be? Meanwhile, is he going to have handcuffs put on him when he's arrested next week? Apparently, they wanted to arrest him. And Brian Trump said, "No, I'm not ready to be arrested yet."
Yeah. Let me give you a nice transition to a topic that you alluded to that we're going to talk about, and that's artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Already, the deep fake artists are out there. And have you seen any of the deep fake photos created by artificial intelligence showing Trump being arrested and manhandled by the police? They look like real pictures.
Yep. Right. We've become so sophisticated in the way we do. It's like the 3D printer, in a manner of speaking, and what you can do, you can make guns with it. What are we doing to ourselves? That's kind of, what's my grandson, my two grandsons, you have a grandchild, are they going to grow up around? What are they going to grow up doing and thinking and feeling? This is because stuff is changing so fast.
My boy Bill will grow up to be as strong and as tough as a tree.
Okay, good.
He's going to look like me.
Yes, right. And he will act just like you.
Our children and our grandchildren will grow up to be
jerks like the rest of everybody else.
Well, you know, it's
kidding, folks. I'm kidding, folks, but I'm not. You know,
The business about artificial intelligence. Yeah, we did say we were going to talk about this. So Elon Musk and Steve Wozniak this week have signed, along with 1,100 other people, a letter calling for a ban on creating artificial intelligence. This is very interesting because Musk's cars are full of all that sort of artificial intelligence, running the car by itself, that sort of thing, yada, yada. But there are a lot of prominent technologists, Michael, and AI researchers who have signed an open letter. I don't know who the letter goes to, but I think that it does say something.
It goes to Siri.
Oh, is that where it goes?
Yes, Siri. Siri.
Siri, have you read that letter yet? So, not really and truly, this is not conjecture anymore. I think people are worried that they've created something that they're not going to be able to. It's the worst form of a bad movie, in essence. Well, how do you control runaway artificial intelligence?
Yeah, and here we are in the early stages of it, and we're already realizing
Good reason. Yeah, you know, it's among the companies. There's actually a company called OpenAI that's very prominent in developing these models, and they're using videos and images and things to create the stuff that you just talked about, Trump, it looked like it was real.
Oh, it looks very real, a lot of people are upset about it, even though they know it's not real, because the image brings to mind the concept. How about the Pope looking like a Dapper Dan? I mean, did you see the Pope in his new...
I didn't see that one.
No, oh, my God, what a cool-looking dude.
Yeah.
They had a completely artificial intelligence-produced picture of Pope Francis in a papal outfit that didn't look like the papal outfit. It was white, it was robey, but it was very modern, very hip.
Really? Hip. Yeah. Like Rami Malek wore as the bad guy in the last James Bond movie. There you go.
So you understand... it's dangerous. I think artificial intelligence is dangerous. But then again, when they learned how to split the atom, I think that major scientists wrote letters saying that this new nuclear power is something that can wipe out the human race. It still can.
Yeah. Yep. That can.
Matter of fact, there's more chance of it now than there was then.
Yeah. Right. So then there are those who say, well, those damn Chinese and the Russians, they're behind this. No. But they're a part of it, to be sure. They're trying to advance themselves so they get ahead of our people that are doing the same thing and other folks around the world. What do we think they're going to do with it? What do we think we're going to do with it? I don't think we know what we're going to do with it because we don't know. We don't understand. We've created something that we don't have a clue about, really. Really?
Yeah, well, really.
Your mention of the nuclear bomb, the atomic bomb, Oppenheimer and Teller, they didn't know what they were creating, and they both said after they created it, they wish they hadn't created it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you invent a new sword, it can be used against you. Mm. I mean, all of these things are double-edged, and all technology has a downside. The automobile has a downside. You know, every new form of technology has an upside and a downside. In this case, the downside of artificial intelligence is frightening, because it does take us into mysterious areas that we haven't even begun to contemplate. Reeling it back in, as I was about to say, when you're talking about deep fakes and fraud, it is a weapon that certainly can unhinge our collective agreement on what is real. It's a tool for faking. It's a tool for fooling. How do we know what's real anymore when we can't believe our eyes? You know, seeing is believing. Well, what if video is no longer accurate? Pictures are no longer accurate, and you don't even know the person that you're talking to is the person that you're talking to. Then this whole scammy world in which we're living right now, this disgusting, scam-ridden, inauthentic, you know, nasty world that we're finding ourselves embedded in, becomes 10 times worse.
So is this the reason that people, I saw a survey this week that sort of belies what you just said. Americans don't believe what they see on TV anymore. They don't believe what they read anymore. They don't believe what they hear anymore, because too much of it has easily been faked.
Right.
So isn't the dependence on having a good, strong democracy and a government dependent on us trusting that what we are being told by the news media is, in fact, what is real, and, in fact, it is not real?
Trust is based upon, on democracy is based upon trust. Mm-hmm. And not just not believing the media or the politicians, but believing each other in the street, mm-hmm. believing the companies that we do business with, believing that our bank is ultimately not out to screw us, that our insurance company is not out to screw us, that our health care system is not out to screw us, that our education system is not out to screw us. The institutions of society, the protocols of professionalism, when these things suddenly are in doubt, then the public doesn't trust itself, and that is what opens the door to authoritarianism. We need the government. We need a strong figure to protect us from each other.
Yeah, from us. Yeah.
Yeah.
This news media report on the news, it's, of course, done with Republicans and Democrats in mind and who believes and how accurate the news media reports on things. 12% of Republicans believe that the news media is accurate. 22% of independents believe the news media is accurate, and 18% of Democrats believe the news media is accurate, whatever, however we define accurate. I guess that would be something that's important to understand as well.
Also, how we define the news media. I mean, it's not like it's one source. It's, there are media that are more credible than others.
Yeah. Well, as far as I'm concerned, bring back Joe Pyne. Right, we had it was really funny when we had that conversation about the old time radio dudes, the talk dudes.
Yeah,
there were more people who sent me stuff about Joe Pyne than
Fine.
Anybody else, huh? Joe Pyne, yay! All right, Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 48 after the hour.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125-milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get the juices flowing, or you might want to make you run out of the theater screaming, one or the other. Here's Chuck Curry, speaking of running out of the studio screaming. The Chucker is here with Movie Moments. All right, so Chucker, what are we playing this exciting music for?
Because I missed this yesterday. Actually, yesterday, which was March 30th, and then the year 1988, Beetlejuice hit theaters 35 years ago. Hard to believe.
It is hard to believe.
Tim Burton, who hit, was discovered when he did this short Frankenweenie, which was really good. Then he did Pee Wee's Big Adventure, and they got Beetlejuice over Warner Brothers, and that wound up becoming a very big hit in that spring of 1988. Sort of catapulted him into getting the job to direct Batman. But Michael Keaton, who was the focal point of that movie as the lead character, Beetlejuice, originally, from what I read, was supposed to be just a cameo in the movie, but the dailies were so good they kept expanding his part, and that movie's become generational, one of the more popular movies over the last 35 years, and evidently they are going to do a sequel now to it, 35 years later. Yeah, hard to believe, but it does appear it's going to happen. Michael Keaton will be back, Winona Ryder will be back. Very interesting stuff. I think it'll be a huge hit if they do it right, actually.
Speaking of sequels, there's a filming in New York going on now for the Joker sequel, and apparently Joaquin Phoenix has been walking around New York and being filmed on the streets of New York, filming the scenes with, like, everybody all around him. I always wondered how they did that in big cities where there's so many people. How can they make them all extras? Can they just film anybody and they're walking around Times Square?
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't think they can just film anybody. I mean, maybe they can. I guess if you're in public, I think the law technically is if you're in a public space, you can be photographed. You can't go back. We've dealt with that issue.
Say, I want to get paid for
theater.
This.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't say I want to get paid for it because you're in a pub. You leave yourself open if you're in a public space to get photographed. But those are not easy shoots to do. But if you want to,
but
get
he's in his full. Imagine if people are walking around in Times Square and they see Joaquin Phoenix in his full Joker attire, the red and yellow suit, the face of a clown, and the green hair.
Can I answer the question? Think about what you just said. Walking around in Times Square, would that be anything unusual?
I don't know. Last time I was in Times Square, I didn't see anybody wearing a red and yellow suit.
Well, I've seen crazy things in Times Square, but, I mean, it's New York City. They're used to seeing interesting stuff, so I didn't think that would be too surprising. Anyway, Lady Gaga co-stars in that movie.
I see that.
Harley Quinn. And it evidently will have musical numbers. Now, I love the first Joker movie. I thought it was my opinion, Joker is one of the best films released in the last 20 years for me. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, for you.
Awesome movie. Very similar to Taxi Driver in the 70s. I love that film. Yeah. Really good.
All right. I'm looking at a bunch of television shows that have been canceled. There's a big thing on one of the sources, like Doom Patrol on HBO Max. Who's ever even watched that? I don't even know what that show is about. Did you ever see?
No.
Here's the Mosquito Coast. I did see 4 or 5 episodes, and I thought it was a good show. It's apparently ending next to January or something. But that was one of the shows that you could see kind of. I watch it on the plane, frankly.
Okay.
Here's Willow on Disney Plus. I'm looking at the reason I'm bringing it up is because I'm seeing all of these titles.
Well,
I don't know.
Much.
Hunters. What's that about? New Amsterdam.
Sure.
That's on NBC. That's going on.
Yeah, and that's become very popular on, I think it's on HBO Max they put it on. It's become extremely popular on
the
streamer. I mean,
are they going to continue it?
No, they ended that show. They did end that show.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the stuff that I think is fun to binge watch. Shows that are in the can that were weekly, you could watch once a week. Now they're on a streamer, you could watch.
Watch them all together.
I think that's a lot of fun. In the secondary market. One other story I got I want to point out. Clint Eastwood, Doug, who turns 92 years old this year, reportedly will direct one last film for Warner Brothers. It will be most likely his retirement film. It's going to be a murder mystery courtroom drama that's going to star actor Nicholas Holt. That's pretty cool. 92, direct a movie.
I've seen a lot of articles about him not being seen in public since the last movie was released. And
he was
his health okay.
He was in a grocery store shopping, doing his own groceries. So
as usual, news media is playing us all for fools.
Of
all right, Chucker, have a good weekend. We'll get box office totals from you on Monday here on Good Day. Meanwhile, those of you who are getting on a jet plane and going somewhere fun this weekend, have a good weekend. 59 at the hour. This is Good Day.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.